welcome everybody. I'd like to open reading a short prayer poem by an anonymous writer. It says, "Thank you, Lord, for everything. Dear Lord, thank you for the breath to say, thank you for another day. Thank you for the eyes to see the world of beauty surrounding me. Thank you for the ears to hear your message of hope loud and clear. Thank you for the hands to serve and far more blessings than I deserve. Thank you for the legs to run the race of life until it's won. Thank you for the voice to sing. Thank you, Lord, for everything." Let's go to our Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we look to you this evening and think on who you are, God. We look at the world around us, as was mentioned in here, for the beauty around us. And Lord, we could thank you so much for that. And then we think that you are the one that made us even able to see it, able to hear it, able to enjoy it. And you put us here. And Lord, you saw fit to save us here. And we thank you for who you are, what you've done. We pray for this meeting. As several brothers come up here, I ask that you would help each of them to speak from your word, that the Holy Spirit would be with them and help them. Help us to tune our hearts to this idea of thanksgiving, this attitude of thanksgiving, and this lifestyle of thanksgiving, that not only tomorrow, but in every day to come, we would look to you, Lord. I just thank you once more for all you've done and all you're continuing to do. Help us to honor and glorify you in your Son's name. Amen. I hope you all are looking forward to Thanksgiving. We do have a great meeting tonight. There's several different people that are going to get up in front of you. Don't worry, it's not going to be me the whole time. I do want to start out with Nick Whittemore. Nick Whittemore is going to come up and share with us a few words of what is on his heart this Thanksgiving season.
Good evening. When I was thinking about what I wanted to say, I thought of a few stories in the Bible that made me think of Thanksgiving or thankfulness from some different people in a few different passages. The first would be the prodigal son. In Luke 15:20-24 says, "And he arose and came to his father. And when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it. And let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry." I can only imagine how thankful the son would have been when he came home and he realized that his father wasn't going to cast him out or disown him as his child. So he had to be extremely thankful to be welcomed back in to the house like that. The second passage would be about Abraham and Isaac. Genesis 22:9-12 says, "Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, 'Abraham, Abraham.' So he said, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Do not lay your hand on the lad, or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.'" Now I think Isaac might have been just a little bit thankful that God stopped him. And just as Isaac was thankful, I'm sure Abraham was also thankful that God had stopped his hand from killing his son, his only son. So that was a big passage that made me think of people being thankful. And the third and most, I guess, thankful of these passages, I think, would be when Jesus cleansed the 10 lepers in Luke 17. It says, "Now it happened, and as he went to Jerusalem, and he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourself to the priests." And so it was that they went, and they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." I think this can be a major lesson to all of us, that we should give thanks to God, give thanks and glory to God for all things, no matter what it is or where we are or whether it's in good times or bad times. I have many things to be thankful for in my life, to be raised by my family in such a Christian home is probably one of the biggest things. And now to start another Christian family of my own, with my wife, and hopefully one day have our own family. My church family is another thing I'm thankful for, to be able to fellowship with you guys, at least every week, if not more. And with my friends that I hang out with all the time that I've grown up with and now play kickball with, and which makes me thankful for new hips to be able to play kickball with. Just like some of these stories up here, there's many things I can be thankful for that all happened within about a 1-year period of time. It started with 2 hip surgeries. I graduated. I got engaged. I got a job in the field that I studied and got married all in 1 year. So I have much to be thankful for in my life right now. Before I leave you, I want to read a little poem that I wrote for you guys that reminds me of Thanksgiving Day. So I hope you guys like it. "Tea is for the table around which we sit. When the family comes in, we know dinner will be a hit. H is for happiness. When I open my eyes, I see a 30-pound turkey. It's about to meet his demise. A is for answers. When I ask the time, it's almost time to say the blessing, and that turkey is mine. N is for my napkin that is clean and white, fork in my left hand, knife in my right. K is for the knife that is shiny and sharp. As Dad carves the turkey, it speaks to my heart. S is for the salad that I throw in the trash. As I reach for the fixings, they'll be gone in a flash. G is for gravy that Nanny makes so good. I'll pour on some more. I don't know if I should. I is for inception. As Dad says amen, the meal has started. It's time to begin. V is for no vacancy, as my plate is full. My stomach is growling, and I might start to drool. I is for ignition. As I begin the race, I will finish my plate. I will keep up the pace. N is for the nourishment in my stomach so round, not a dinner roll left, not a crumb to be found. And finally, G is for the great meal that was prepared, and I must say, I may never eat again, at least not till Christmas Day."
What a wonderful thing that we have to be thankful for. I think it's interesting that Nick said that 2 of the things he had to be thankful for were hip surgeries. But a man of that age, that's not something the whole world would say that's something to be thankful for. That might be something to murmur and complain about, that things like that happen. But we have a different perspective on life, and we see what God has done for us and the things that he's able to do in our lives and the things that come about by it. And it gives us an amazing privilege and an opportunity to live this life in a way that a lot of people will never, ever experience. And we're going to have a few people read some more poems. And as they come up, I just want to say, you know, we're going to hear a lot about thankfulness tonight. And hopefully you hear even more tomorrow and in the days to come. But, you know, sometimes you might say, well, it's repetitive. We've heard that already. Well, I was watching some videos about a bunch of kids getting Christmas presents. And when they got the Christmas present of their dreams, after they were done screaming and yelling hysterically, all they could say was, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And they just kept saying thank you over and over and over. And if those kids could show that amount of excitement for one single item that they received on that day, how much more thanks should we be giving to our Creator for all of the many gifts that He gives us? Of a few readings by some different folks, starting with Dane.
This is a poem called Forever Thankful. Being forever thankful is what God wants from us, never forgetting from where we came or His boundless saving love. All of heaven's blessings pour down from heaven's gates. Everything we have in life, He's given with extra grace. We need to always thank Him for this and so much more, not only for tangible things, but because He is our Lord. Thanksgiving is the key for His blessings to increase, but if we've not got thankful hearts, His blessings soon will cease. Don't ever start complaining at what you may not have. Look around at what you see, then be thankful and glad.
Well, Danny, followed by Meyer.
All right, this is the Thanksgiving prayer by Mary Fairchild. Heavenly Father, on Thanksgiving Day, we bow our hearts to You and pray. We give You thanks for all You've done, especially for the gift of Jesus, Your Son. For beauty in nature, Your glory we see. For joy and health, friends and family. For daily provision, Your mercy and care. These are the blessings You graciously share. So today we offer this response of praise with a promise to follow You all our days.
Okay, this is the traditional Thanksgiving hymn titled We Gather Together, and you'll be thankful that I'm reading it and not singing it. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens His will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to His name. He forgets not His own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining His kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we were winning. Thou, Lord, wast at our side. All glory be Thine. We all do extol Thee, Thou leader triumphant, and pray that Thou still our defender will be. Let Thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised. O Lord, make us free.
All right, and as Matt comes up, I'll read one more poem also entitled A Thanksgiving Prayer by Scott Westman. Lord, so oftentimes as any other day, when we sit down to our meal and pray, we hurry along and make fast the blessing. Thanks, amen, now please pass the dressing. We're slaves to the olfactory overload. We must rush our prayer before the food gets cold. But Lord, I'd like to take a few minutes more to really give thanks to what I'm thankful for. For my family, my health, a nice soft bed. My friends, my freedom, a roof over my head. I'm thankful right now to be surrounded by those whose lives touch me more than they've ever possibly known. Thankful, Lord, that You've blessed me beyond measure. Thankful that in my heart lies life's greatest treasure. That You, dear Jesus, reside in that place, and I'm ever so grateful for Your unending grace. So please, Heavenly Father, bless this food You've provided, and bless each meal and every person invited. Amen. A Thanksgiving prayer. Now, Brother Matt.
Wow, another Thanksgiving already. Seems like yesterday I was sitting on the beach, nice and hot, not a care in the world. But the cold, cold holiday season's here, is it not? It reminds me of what Charlie Brown once said to Sally. Charlie Brown said, "Sally, we've got another holiday to worry about. It seems Thanksgiving Day is upon us." To which Sally responded, "I haven't even finished eating all of my Halloween candy." Isn't that true? By the time we finish all of our leftover turkey, it's going to be time for that Christmas ham. Or it's going to be time for Christmas hamburgers at the Bowman household. That's a true story. Anyways, back to Thanksgiving. It's a time to be thankful for the many things we have in this life on this big rock we call Earth. So what are we thankful for? I read an online magazine article. It was entitled, 111 Things to Be Thankful For This Year. Just 111, I thought. I wondered, but anyways, here are a few things they listed. Health, friends, dishwashers, hugs, hot sauce, air freshener, socks, and here's a couple I can relate to, and that's a snooze button and coffee. So what is Matt thankful for? What am I thankful for? The usual, I think, like everyone, family, friends, jobs, so forth. But I'll be honest, I'm not really thankful for wintertime. I'd rather be sitting somewhere 85 degrees, 364 days out of the year. It can snow on Christmas. But this summer, I believe I got bit by every insect in North Carolina. It started out with a ladybug bite in the spring. Yeah, you heard that right, a ladybug. You can Google it just right now. Maybe not, but you can Google it. Ladybugs do bite. So I guess I'm thankful for this cold weather. Maybe it's killing all these bugs. And that was until last week when I got attacked by a bee in the shower. And then there was a stink bug in my coffee. I'm not sure exactly what the Lord's trying to tell me, but in all seriousness, the article left out something that I leave out a lot. And that is to be thankful for God and what He has done in my life and what He continues to do every day. So with all that in mind, let's turn to Psalm 136. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 136. If not, you can Google now, Google Psalm 136, or you can just look up here. Psalm 136, it's a thanksgiving to God. Verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Oh, give thanks to God, to the God of gods. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords." Oh, give thanks to God. Why? Because He is good, right? Matthew 19:17 says, "No one is good but one, that is God." He is the God of gods and Lord of lords. He is the King of kings forever and ever. Amen? It's the name Christ will have on His robe and on His thigh in Revelation 19:16 when He comes on His white horse to set up His millennial kingdom here on earth. King of kings and Lord of lords. And verse 4 continues. It says, to him who alone does great wonders. Great wonders like creation, right? Did you know that only 38% of Americans, that's the lowest in 35 years, believe in biblical creation? If you don't believe the first chapter of Genesis, then let's just read the next five verses of Psalm 136. To Him who by wisdom made the heavens. To Him who laid out the earth above the waters. To Him who made the great lights. The sun to rule by day. The moon and stars to rule by night. Creation. Do we understand that this planet is hurling around a great big fireball in the sky? It's spinning around at about 1,000 miles per hour at a 23.5 degree tilt. Be thankful that God is the one that's holding it in His hands. He is the one that set the foundation. You can just ask Job. The next verses, God is leading and guiding Israel. He does the same for us today if we let Him, does He not? To Him who struck Egypt in their firstborn and brought out Israel from among them with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, to Him who divided the Red Sea in two and made Israel pass through the midst of it, but overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea. The next verses continue. He guides them. He strikes down their enemies and He provides for them. To Him who led His people through the wilderness. To Him who struck down great kings and slew famous kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and gave their land as a heritage to Israel, His servant. Did you know that Thanksgiving began as a day of giving thanks for the blessings of the harvest? Israel celebrated the feast of the harvest in Exodus 23:16. There is still a harvest right now. Not just to be remembered once a year, but every day. Matthew 9:37-38 says, "Then He said to His disciples, 'The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest,'" into His harvest. Now, as I read these last four verses of Psalm 136, I hope you've seen that I left out a very important part of all these verses. Each verse, 26 times, it mentions God's mercy. This is something that we should never ever leave out, because the harvest truly is plentiful. There are a ton of people who do not know His love that was sent as a free gift. When I was typing this out, when I was typing my sermon out, I type it out in Word, Microsoft Word. And when I typed out "a free gift," if you know anything about Word, it'll autocorrect. It tries to correct you. It'll tell you if your grammar's wrong. It does that to me all the time, right? When I typed out "a free gift," it tried to change it to just "a gift." And I think that's what the world tries to change it sometimes. They do not understand what Christ did and that it's a free gift. And that's why we need to get out to the harvest. Because He gives us a love that endures forever. Verse 23, "Who remembered us in our lowly state, for His mercy endures forever, and rescued us from our enemies, for His mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for His mercy endures forever." Give thanks to the God of heaven for sending His Son. Remembering us as He died on the cross, rescuing us from our sins, and giving us the living bread of eternal life in His resurrection. Now, to sum all this up, let's look at Ephesians 2:4-10. It says, "But God, who is rich in His mercy," rich in mercy, "because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." This is what we should be thankful for every day. His mercy that is rich, His great love that endures forever, that He made us alive together through Christ Jesus by His grace. He made us sit together in fellowship with Christ in heavenly places. He saved us through faith by His grace, rich mercy that endures forever, not by anything we did, Remember back in Psalms and even the last part of Ephesians that I just read, he created us to do works. To do works for Christ before the foundation of this earth was laid, that we would walk in him in thanksgiving. You know, Spurgeon once said, God's mercy is so great that you sooner drain the sea of its water, or deprive the sun of its light, or make space too narrow, than diminish the great mercy of God. And as we celebrate another Thanksgiving, remember what Jude said in verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Let's not go another day or even an hour, much less another Thanksgiving, without giving thanks and praise for our Creator, the one who leads us and strikes down our enemies, our Savior, Jesus Christ, because his mercy endures forever.
Amen. His mercy does certainly endure forever. You know, I was looking at some different things about Thanksgiving, getting ready for this evening, and I saw one comedian who said Thanksgiving. He said he hadn't been in America long, but he came to Thanksgiving and he was starting to learn what Thanksgiving was all about. And he said Thanksgiving is all about gathering together to take an account of everything you have so you can say you're thankful for it, so you can figure out what you want so you can buy it the next day, right, on Black Friday. So hopefully when we take an account of the things that we're thankful for this year, it's not so that we can think about what we don't have, so we can figure out what we need to buy next, but so that we truly can be thankful, and thankful above anything that's on this earth for his mercy that endures forever, for the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to do something with y'all. It's actually a responsive reading. It's thankful from A to Z. And so we're going to go through each letter of the alphabet and list off a few things that we could be thankful for. And I think we can get the first slide up there. The finer print is what I'm going to read. And then hopefully the darker print is what you all are going to read. All right. So most of them, you'll get the idea of how it goes, giving us some ideas of things that we can be thankful for. For apples, aardvarks, and Alaska. For blueberries, blue skies, and birds of every color. For cranberries, cousins, and cats. For dad's dark chocolate and the book of Deuteronomy. For elephants, Europe, and eggs. For figs, Fridays, and fruits of all kinds. For grapes, gorillas, and the Great Lakes. For hollies, hummingbirds, and the Holy Spirit. For ice cream, igloos, and iguanas. For juice, jellies, and jams. For kangaroos, kites, and Kansas. For love, laughter, and light. For mice, Montana, and me. For sweet little nothings, noses, and nebulas. For ostriches, ospreys, and owls. For the color purple, police, and people. For quiet streams, quick foxes, and quinus, and worship. For rest, reassurance, and relaxation. For the season, strawberries and symphonies. For toddlers, tea and turkeys. For Uganda, unction and the universe. For violets, violas, and vacations. For wallabies, walruses, and wolves. For xylophones, x-rays, and the letter X. For yaks, yogurt, and you. for zebras, zoos, and zippers. A blessed Thanksgiving to all. So those were a few ideas. Now we're actually going to go to a time of corporate prayer here in a minute, hopefully centered mainly on Thanksgiving. And I would like you all, if you would, you can raise your hands and I'll call on you. You're used to this on Wednesday nights. And just give us something you're thankful for, something that God's done in your life, an answered prayer, a praise, anything like that. And we'll have a short time if... hopefully this will fill up all our time. We won't have it, but for some other requests, perhaps at the end. But we'll start out if anyone has anything that they're thankful for, they would like to bring before God this evening. Ronnie. Amen. Amen to that. I know you're looking at me like, I already took all of them. We already listed off all that. Couldn't we have gone first? Ron? Salvation. Amen. For family and for salvation. Tico?
Family.
Family. Sonny? God's faithfulness. Amen. God's faithfulness. In the back, I can't. Is that Pat?
I'm thankful that we live in America.
Amen. Thankful for our country. Your home, your church home, and the body of Christ. Amen. Absolutely. All things to be thankful for. Margaret?
Children, grandchildren, great
children. All the joys that those can give. I'll hold off if I can. Here we go. In the back, Patty.
His sustaining
grace. Amen. His sustaining grace. All right. I said, Joe? Absolutely. Those little things, we do have angels looking over us. Amen. All right. I think I saw another hand. Yep, Dave? Yep. Being able to witness to some people, you know, we can do a lot of work, but we got to have the Holy Spirit helping us or it's no good. And sometimes we want to do it in our time, but he has a different idea. Amen. Praise God you were able to talk to him and that you took that opportunity for sure. Let's see, there's a bunch of people in here. We've got to have more to be thankful for than that. Look at all the ones I read. These were silly, some would say, but we shouldn't take it for granted. Jonathan.
A job.
There we go. You know that struggle more than most in here. Amen. Giving us the opportunity to work. Yes, Susan.
God's grace.
God's grace. Grace that is greater than all my sins. Amen. Yes. Amen. Assurance of a home in heaven. I can't not imagine life without it. I'll say one, I'm thankful for God's power, specifically a power that is greater than human addictions or human character, that he can change us. Greg.
I'm thankful for
the chapel. Amen. I'm thankful for the chapel. Thankful for all of you guys, for those that went before us and laid so many foundations that we have the privilege to literally stand on here today. Physically and spiritually. Y'all are being shy. There we go. There you go. Thankful for the husband God puts you with. Amen. Yes. Forgiveness of God. I don't think we can say that enough. Yes. Ronnie. Absolutely. I was just having a conversation the other day talking about Paul saying, well, you know, read this letter. In one letter, he'd tell him to read another letter and just thinking that they couldn't just flip over. We have all of these scriptures right here in our hands. And how awesome is that, that God saw fit to to give us his word in such a way. It's amazing. And the fact that he chose to give us any words, much less explain so much to us. It is an amazing, amazing gift of God's word.
Yes, Dave. Amen. Amen. I'm glad it's his plans, not mine. I screw it up. I do screw it up anyway, but I'm trying. He's greater than me. Yes, Claiborne. Amen. I got to work alongside a few of those, most, I guess pretty much all of them, not right beside all of them, but this summer, and I tell you, it's a pleasure to be up there. Those of you who maybe haven't been to Mountaintop or haven't volunteered or hesitating for any reason, go up there. See what God is doing. Spend time with these kids. And know if you can't go up there, you send your prayers, you send your funds and things like that, that you have a hand in the over 30 children that were made professions of faith this past summer. And how much more can we be thankful for than people joining the body of Christ? Exciting to see people saved, to see God working. Mountaintop. Yes, Margaret. Amen. Yes. Matt. Our military. Amen. Yes, we're thankful for those that have paid the ultimate price and sacrifice and are away from the families, and also those that are away in deployment. We think about them and are thankful for the sacrifice they and their families make to keep us safe. Yes, Pat? Amen. It is so exciting to see those kids open those shoe boxes and the joy that fills their face and the fact that that's nothing compared to the joy they can get when they receive the gospel that's in those boxes as well. Such a great thing. All right. Going once, going twice. Oh, Luther, right here. Amen. It's befuddling to me that he's willing to use us, that he wants to use us, but so, so much to be thankful for. See a hand in the back? Yeah. Amen. Thankful for another generation, for God's saving grace continuing beyond one and two generations, but on to the next. An amazing thing. All right, I think I see a hand. Yep. There, Judy. Amen. Thankful for the command to come together. I don't know how thankful I am for that command. Without it, you know, what we would founder away, but he said, do it. And so we do, and we come together. And it is amazing what hymns and what poems and things can motivate us to, the gift that God has given those of music and things of that sort. We're thankful for that. I can't hardly write anything, and Fanny Crosby's got what? How many did he say on Sunday? Over 1,000 that have never even been published. I'd be lucky to write one. God's given that gift, and what a thing to be thankful for. Patty, yeah? Amen. Amen. The gift of life, these new babies and young people coming along. Oh, hand over here? Yeah, I can't quite tell. Yeah. Amen. The whole world, every single person on it. Not limited. Yes, Kay? Yes. The fact that he hears, that he answers, and that he works. Not always the way we want, not always the time that we want, but he does, in fact, work and hear our prayers. It's amazing. All right. Does anybody have any quick and or urgent requests that we could bring before as we go to a time of prayer, briefly, a time of Thanksgiving prayer? Make sure we don't miss anything out. All right, let's just take just a few minutes, 6 or 7 minutes. Men, if you will, stand up. Talk to this great God that we have. You know, take advantage of the fact that we can come into his throne room and just thank him for all the many blessings that he's given you. And I'll come back up in just a moment.
Heavenly Father, we come into your presence tonight thankful that we can do so about any matter, whether it be something great or something very small, and know that you know about it and you have more interest than we could imagine, and that you can answer and you do answer, and that you are the solution to all the world's problems and all of our problems. We thank thee and we think back over this year the way you have blessed this assembly and all of us in it. We thank you for your great faithfulness that we cannot begin to take in, but we thank you that you put up with us when we limit what you're able to do, when you are able to do the impossible. And it's just the tip of the iceberg as we see many of our prayers that have been answered, that we looked at and we limited you and said, oh, this will never happen, or this is too much for God. Nothing is impossible with God, and nothing is too hard. We praise you for your goodness, your mercy, your kindness, your faithfulness, even as we heard in answering our prayers, no matter what they may have been and no matter what they are. We thank you for this meeting tonight, and we do thank you for these young adults that are stepping up to the plate to fill the role of some of us that are getting much older, and we need them desperately, and you raise them up, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Father, we come to you. We're humbled, Father. We're reminded that there's nothing that we could do within ourselves. And Father, we're needy beyond needs. Father, we were helpless. There was nothing that we could do. Father, you look down. Touched each one, made us heirs of your family. Father, you sent your Son to the cross. Father, tonight we look to the cross. And Father, we're so grateful that you filled that need, that not the need, but the remedy of the need that we could have never done. Father, we thank you that Jesus went to that cross and died for my sin. There's no other way. And Father, as we approach this holiday with the families and problems and different situations that we all deal with, Father, we thank you that the most important thing has been taken care of. It's something that we could have never done. Father, tonight we just thank you for that. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for healing, as our brothers just mentioned. Spiritual healing. We think about this brazen serpent in the wilderness. People look to the brazen serpent. We're healed. The snake bites, you know, that's a picture of Jesus, the way in which you have healed us from all of our sin, brought reconciliation. You know, you are the one who brings healing, spiritual and moral and reconciliation and physical healing. Thank you for the good health that we have. Thank you for the good health care we have. We'll lift you now. Our daughter-in-law, Carrie, as she is in the hospital tonight, pray that you bring healing, give wisdom to the medical people in the hospital. Think about the many who work in hospitals, who work tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day. Just thank you for such a good medical system. Lord, we recognize the need for healing. We think about the Apostle Paul we're reading about on the island of Malta, where he spent a number of months healing many people by the same power that you, Lord Jesus, healed so many as you walked on this earth. Let us never forget that everywhere we go, there are all kinds of dangers, as our brother Joe Cardillo just mentioned. Just a few inches from death every day to prevent us from having that rendezvous with death. So we thank you, Lord, for good health, protecting us. May you use us for your glory as we have our time left on this earth. Pray in Jesus' name.
Lord, we do thank you for the opportunity to come together, Lord, the opportunity to come into your presence. Lord, we thank you for this building that you've given to us to be able to come together and meet. We thank you for the funds that you've provided for electricity and for heat. We thank you for the clothes that you've blessed us with, for the cars that we drove here in. Lord, for the homes that we left, for the families that we get to see tomorrow. Lord, for the food that we do not wonder if we're going to get to eat or not, but is pretty much guaranteed, Lord, you in your will. Lord, we thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you that you have given us the power to become the sons of God because we believe on your name. Lord, we can do nothing more than attempt to serve you and to love you to the best of our abilities. Lord, it's amazing to us that you've chosen us and that you want us. We thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for who you are, for your power and your might and your majesty, that you're the creator and that you created me and you created us. Lord, we thank you for this and so much more as we go into tomorrow and the rest of our year. In your Son's name, amen. This time, our brother Gary's going to come up and give us a few thoughts of his mind this Thanksgiving.
How's everyone doing today? So every year, my wife's family chooses a word that we're going to do for the whole year. And this year, our word was trust. So what led me to that was they just choose a word. And so I'm reading out of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understandings. In your way, you to submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So with that, we were on church discipline earlier this year, and we had to put our trust in the elders to help restore us. At times, we didn't know, you know, how long we're going to be on, you know, where God was going to put us, but being obedient and trusting the elders who was put in place by God, we were able to grow within ourselves and within the Word. I felt like I was trying to leave Wood Forest, but I felt like God wanted me to stay. But I had applied other places, and I was like, well, this is where he wants me to be. So I trusted in his word, stuck it out with Wood Forest, and then finally got promoted to a branch manager. So now I'm able to make my own schedule where I can be able to fellowship more and help out with the men's basketball on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So that's something that was really important to me to do. I lost my train of thought for a second. With Reagan, we had our baby in July, and it was a big decision for her not to go back to work. That was something we had prayed about for a while, and God was pushing us not to go back to work. So we had to trust in him in that. There were times when I didn't think we were going to make it. There were times when we had to crunch numbers and make the money work to make sure that he got fed and that our bills got paid. And through that, I'm able to stand here today and just be a better person overall. And just want to say on this day, the day before Thanksgiving, that I'm thankful all for all of you guys. Without you guys, I don't know where I would be. I think me being able to call or pray with you guys has helped me so much through my walk. And I just want to thank Reagan for always being my strength and being my anchor. And when I don't think I can do something, she's always there for me, letting me know that I can do it. And then also just want to thank the elders. They've always took the time to FaceTime with me through any issues I may have, even if it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. They stop what they're doing to help me. So I just want to say I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful for all of you guys. Thank you.
I hope that hearing all of these testimonies and God's word and each other's voices has welled up inside of you a heart of thanksgiving. And that right now all you can think of is just thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, over and over and over. And as we go in tomorrow, there's going to be so many things to get to be thankful for. There's also going to be so many things to distract us. And there's 100 different lists and poems I could read about all the craziness that goes on Thanksgiving, but you all know it better. You've seen it in person with family and friends and all of these things and cooking and burning and screaming and yelling. It all happens. We're all dysfunctional in some way or another. And just things can get busy, but it only takes a minute to say, thank you, Lord. You know, think about it throughout the day and those little things and the things that you see. Remember to thank him. And keep it going. We're going to watch a short video while that's playing. Our brother Greg is going to come up. He's going to sing a song when that video ends for us. But this is a video to help us to remember and think about being thankful throughout the year and making it an attitude of that. So now we'll watch that.
It's been a great year for some, and a difficult year for others. For many, it's been more of the same routine. For others, it's been nothing but change. As we've watched the news unfold, we've seen major events happen all over the world, as well as in our own backyards. It's been an interesting year, full of things we could have never predicted, even if we tried. And then Thanksgiving lands on our calendar, and we feel like we're just expected to be thankful, as if it's something we can just turn on and off. And we all know it doesn't work that way. What if this year we resolutely choose to thank God for His goodness? That might change everything. What if, in the middle of the badness, we stubbornly acknowledge that God is up to something good, even though it may not feel like it to us? He is up to something, and it's always 100% of the time, every second of every day, good. So in our laughter, in our tears, in the feel-great moments we wish would never end, in our day-to-day lives that seem mundane and predictable, and in the lonely questioning moments where we feel abandoned, confused, and deeply insecure, we can always, always, always respond to a God who is too good for words to describe and too loving for us to push away. We can always thank God for His goodness. So as this year comes to an end, may we be people who are obstinately thankful, whether life makes sense or not. Happy Thanksgiving.
Make it safe by night and day. stout, keeping warm and troubled mild. Bless the roof and chimneys tall, let thy peace lie over all. Bless this door that it may prove ever open to joy and love. Bless these windows shining bright, letting in God's heavenly light. Bless the hearth ablazing there with smoke ascending like a prayer. Bless the folk who dwell within, keep them pure and free from sin. Bless us all that we may be.
Song. Thank you, Greg. We're going to close in a word of prayer real quick and also a word of thanks for the food that is in the other room. Invite all of you to join us for a time of refreshments. Believe if you go through the Mountain Movers room, which if you go out of here to the right is your first left there, then you can join us in those refreshments. We'd love to see you then. Let's close in a word of prayer, and I hope that you all have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for this day. Once again, I can't thank you enough. Thank you that we live this day knowing that you will come again and receive us unto yourself. And Lord, we thank you for the blessing of this food that we're about to partake of. Lord, I ask that you would help us tomorrow to constantly remember to give you thanks, to thank you for everything, and that we would be obstinately thankful throughout this entire year. In your Son's name, amen.